1999. And the other two boys, Terry and Paul, they live in Cumming, and they each have two girls, so I have four granddaughters. And one of my granddaughters just graduated last year from the University of Georgia. Which was, yes. the others are still, you know, they're a lot younger than they, than she is. So they're pretty well settled here. And my wife, she was the daughter of Harry, who worked and lived around Roslyn, worked a lot of places. And he passed away several years ago. Her mother also passed away.
How did you meet your wife?
Well, I met her at my next youngest brother's wedding. He married her cousin. And I met her at that wedding. She was a part of the, I guess she was taking care of the guest book, I think it was. And I met her, so she sort of caught my eyes. So I went back. I was home on leave. So I went back pretty quick, you know, to ask her out to go on a date with me, and then I had to go back. And I kept in touch with her. And then when I got out, you know, I started dating her.
What kind of dates? What was a date like at that time? What did you do on a date?
Oh, we went to the movies. We'd go to different places. It's mostly going to movies and ball games and things like that, church functions.
Speaking of church, what church were you involved in? Have you been involved in a church?
Well, yes, I was baptized in Roswell First Baptist Church. And I was a member there for years and years. And when I moved away, you know, I attended other churches. And when I came back, my wife wanted to go to Lebanon Baptist Church, so we went there until they moved, and then we started going up to North Point Community Church, which was where we go now, because our other two boys and their families go up there, so we just all go to the same place.
Do you think church is an important thing in Roswell for people around this area?
It seems to be. I mean, you know, there's a lot of bigger churches now than there used to be when I first joined and when I grew up. There's a lot more churches. And you know, like Lebanon, that's one of the, what they call mega churches. They have, on each Sunday, they have, you know, 10 to 12,000 people attending church in the three different services. And it takes about 1,500 people just to be the staff to get it running just for each one of the services. That's quite a large crowd.
Yeah. Did the church organize, as you're growing up and nowadays, lots of social activities? Did you do social activities with your church group?
They have all kinds of church activities. For the young kids, they have what they call the kids stuff, and they go through their classes and things. And they have little programs and skits that they go to. Then the older ones have different groups that they get involved in. And then they have individual groups. And they have different programs, you know, during the year. Different functions that, you know, they have for everybody to get to. Married groups get together, young singles get together. And they have all kind of functions and programs for them and trips, so forth, in addition to the church itself. And they have the baptismal service every time, you know, there's a group that wants to be baptized, you know, they